Now, Dinah, while you're there, why don't you do this one? Ronan is on the line, and he's in Cape Town, actually. Hello, Ronan.
Hi there. I was playing around with some seashells that I got from overseas and a few seashells that I got from Cape Town myself here locally. And I noticed that mainly the ones that are with a spiral shape to them, if I hold them upside down, so I'm looking into the whole of the seashell, they all seem to spiral in the same direction, so that the opening of the shell would be on the right-hand side, and they all spiral inwards in that direction. I'm not sure which direction it is. And I was wondering why most of them, majority that I've got here, all of them, actually happen to spiral in that direction. Is there a reason for this, or do some shells spiral in the opposite direction?
Okay, good question. Well, it sounds like you've got a right-handed shell there, which is called a dextral shell. You do get other shells which are sort of left-handed, and they're more sinister, called the sinistral shells. But there's no real obvious reason why you get more right-handed shells right now than you do get left-handed shells. But many people think that if you have all shells within a certain population, which are the same sort of handedness, are all right-handed, it's much easier for them to mate with each other. So therefore, if you get one turning up that's left-handed, it's going to be difficult for the right-handed one to mate with it. But looking back over sort of paleontological records, you do get periods when more left-handed shells appear, and then you get periods when more right-handed shells appear, and it just seems to be something that fluctuates and changes with time. And at the moment, we're getting mostly right-handed shells.
Thank you, Ronan. Great question.